Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Voice of Unwavering Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Lola Omoshikejimi. I'm thrilled to have you with me on this journey as I build my confidence in God and I carry you guys along. This podcast actually started in 2017. I was experiencing some really tough times in 2016, and towards the end of the year, one way that God used me to encourage me was he would drop things on my mind like nuggets while I went on my prayer walk, and I would just feel the nudge to pick up my phone and record on my voice memo. And whatever I recorded, I would play back whenever I'm feeling down, and that would kind of lift up my spirit. Whenever I really didn't have the words or the energy or even the desire to pray or read my Bible or do anything. If I just wanted to cry, I would, and then I would listen to whatever I had recorded. But one of the main things that God told me in that year is that he is Oromolajo, Shaju Omodajo. This is a Yoruba term that means God is the one who sends you on a journey and gets to the destination before you get there. 7 years later, I can tell you that God indeed got to this point 7 years ago when I started this podcast. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 says, "But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day." I can tell you that in these 7 years of starting the podcast as an audio podcast and now being video and audio, I have seen God prove this word to be true. The Bible tells us that one thing that God honors even more than his name is his word, and he looks after his word to perform it. I know there's so many of us, like myself, who struggle with low self-esteem, seeking validation in the approval of people, and sometimes self-doubt, and lots and lots of worry. But one thing I know is that being in relationship with God helps you not just to know him, but to truly discover who you are and all that he has created you to be. Not only do you discover that, but paddled with that is the empowerment and the grace that God gives you through his word and through the Holy Spirit to actually live out the life that he has called you to live. In 2016, for me, life seemed very bleak. I was going through heartbreak. I was failing exams multiple times. Some of you may remember, but I was failing. I was going through heartbreak. It really seemed like very bleak. I couldn't really, really see the light at the end of the tunnel. But there was that encouragement that God gave me through his word. And although I'm not where I want to be yet, I know that one thing that God has been building inside of me is the confidence that he wants me to have as his child. Why? Because he has created me with every single thing that I need. And everything that I do not have, that are my weaknesses, he has the strength and is always available and willing to fill in for me. This podcast is my journey to being unwaveringly confident in who God has called me to be, and my charge to you to join me on this journey. This is not a call to religion. This is an invitation to relationship. Relationship with the one true God. And today I'm actually going to have you make the very most important decision you would ever make in your entire life. It could literally change the course of your life. Some of you may have already made this decision a long time ago and sometimes just need some encouragement, and you can feel free to keep listening, keep watching. And some other people have no idea what I'm talking about, and that's okay too. You can consider it, and I believe that the Holy Spirit will minister to you as you listen to me. So yes, this invitation is an invitation into relationship with the one true God, and my charge to live out your life to be all that God has called you to be. I'm going to read from the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17. And it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Your old has passed away and your new has come. I'm going to get you to say a few words after me and believe it in your heart. And trust me, it's the beginning of a new dawn for you. Say with me, "Thank you, God, for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who you gave up for my sin, that I may live abundantly. I am tired of trying to figure out life on my own. Man has failed me. I have failed with my own strength. Please come into my heart, show me your ways, and help me to experience your peace, love, and joy. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen." If you said this prayer with me, I'd like you to either send me a DM or send an email to voiceofunwaveringconfidence@gmail.com. I'd like to share some resources with you and also keep you in my prayers. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening or watching to this episode of Voice of Unwavering Confidence. I will be putting up new content very soon. I hope to put up 2 videos a month for now. And I encourage you to tune in. They're not going to be very long episodes. They should be something you can watch at any time or listen to as you drive to work or commute wherever you're going. Thank you so much. Again, I'm your host, Lola Omoshekejimi. I hope to see you soon. Bye.